Shrista Resh Kail, Shrista Rav. Truthfully, I found out the topic I was speaking about 10 seconds ago. So I'm going to have to try to figure out what I wanted to speak about and try to connect it into what I'm supposed to be speaking about. So we'll give it our best shot. There's a fascinating Shaila in Halacha, and then we'll see the ramifications of it. Is if you take something that is roi l'achila, you take something that's edible, mix in it something that's inedible, and now the final taruvus is inedible. Halachically, what is the halachic status of that product? I'll take an example. Let's say if in one of your vitamins, or if in one of your medications, so let's say for argument's sake, we say the medication is a pill form, but is nifsal. It's not edible. But if there's one of the components in that food is edible, so how do we look at the entire entity? Do we look at it as five different items, and then therefore halakhically have to each one separately? Or do I look at them as one entity? And obviously, as everything else, it's going to be a machlokas, and we're going to try to explain the logic of it, and we're going to try to explain certain halakhic ramifications. Additionally, we first need to understand the concept of nifsal. What is the halacha? Why if something is negative in taste, why does that make it mutter or does it make it mutter? Additionally, if we understand nifsal, we might start being able to deal with, which is a common practice, what happens if something was made in what is called a keli, which is an ein ben yoma. Let's say for argument's sake, I want to go purchase something in a gas station, I want to go buy a coffee there, and I want to assume, I'm assuming for a moment, that the coffee, that whatever issa was in there, we're assuming, was pogum. Now, what would be the reason why I would assume it's pogum? The reason why I would assume it's pogum for our story is because it was put into a dishwasher with soap. So, but if we go back to our initial thought, if it has been used in the last 24 hours, you could argue that even if it was used in the last 24 hours, the food, the soap might be pogum, but the food item, the taste that's going to be imparted into it, is not pogum. So let us go back and let's deal with the concept of pogum. Let's deal with this entire concept, and then so the Chavis Das has a very big chumra and a very big kula. I'll tell you his chumra and I'll tell you his kula. His kula is what happens if something becomes pogum and then becomes unpogum. And that was very much dealt with in reference to gelatin. Gelatin will go through a process in which it is made perhaps inedible. So if something becomes inedible and then becomes edible again, does once it become inedible, it becomes mutter? Does it become uteris? And then can it be choizer and come back and be usher? So let's explain what that shaila is. Why is something pogum mutter? Well, we have a klal. The Shah says, haroi leger kar nevela, ain't a roi leger, ain't a kar nevela. In certain places, the Gemara uses a terminology, nifso mechilas adam. And at other times, it uses the terminology, nifso mechilas kelev. If something is nifso mechilas adam, we know the Gemara seems to say that becomes mutter. And where does that become mutter? It says, because the Torah describes what is supposed to be done with the nevela is supposed to be given to the ger. The ger, shebesherecha, titnanava achla, o machra lenachri. That one is supposed to give it to the ger toshav, or machra lenachri. Just a total parenthetical, and here this unpaid advertisement is brought to you by your local Jewish merchant. The ger, shebesherecha, titnanava achla, o machra lenachri. So the Torah describes either give it to a ger toshav or sell it to a guy. Now why am I giving it to a ger toshav? And the Gemara says, lahaktim nesina leger lemechir lenachri. It says you have to give precedence to giving it to the ger as opposed to selling it to the nachri. Now, why do I have to give it to a ger? Why do I have to give it free? I have an obligation to give to a ger tosher free before selling it to a guy. And the Gemara says, a ger tosher of atomet tzuvah l'achiyosu. You have to support him. So the Ramah brings down this shaila as to that there's a din that a person has an obligation to support Jewish merchants. Person has an obligation to support Jewish merchants before non-Jewish merchants. And the Ramah, which is actually one of the first tshuvas on intellectual property, the tshuva was actually written because the Maram Padva wrote over the Rambam Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam, when the Maram actually edited it, what happened was he used one printing or press, and the other printing press got upset at them. And the other printing press, that happened to be both printing presses were controlled by non-Jewish enterprises at the time. And the other printing press went ahead and decided to copy, infringe on the Maram Padva's intellectual property and printed over the exact same Mishneh Torah. In the end, the Shaila was, and it was undercutting the Maram Padva, because the Maram Padva was trying to make, he spent years undoing it, and the Ramah writes an entire tshuva on intellectual property at that point in time. His tshuva also deals with buying from Jews first. So, parenthetically, we know that the ger, a roi le ger kar nevela, ain't a roi ger, ain't a kar nevela. Okay. So now, what happens if it goes back and forth again? Now, where did we invoke this term? And this is the difficult part. The Gemara wants to say that if for some, ain't a ben yomo. The halacha is if you caught it in a pot within 24 hours of it being used for Isser, the assumption is that it's imparting good taste into the food. And it will be Isser. The assumption is that that's what occurs. The Gemara says, but after 24 hours, we assume whatever taste that it's imparting is negative. And therefore, as an Ein Ben Yoma, it is mutter. Good? The Gemara says, why? Where it says, Roy le ger kar nevela, Roy le ger kar nevela. If something is negative and imparts a negative taste, the halacha is its mutter. How we understand that is the beginning of our entire discussion. And that is a major machlekes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah holds that the tam that's inside, a tam of a, inside that kli, is mutter, because what we learned it out, it's mutter. That basically the tam that's found inside the walls of the kedera are mutter. The Rashba understands it's mikoyach bittel. The Rashba says that since it parts a negative tam is insignificant and therefore it's bottle. But clearly the Rashba learns it's because of bittel. The Ra'ah learns not because of bittel, but rather it's inherently mutter. Can we contemplate many chilukei dinim because of that? One chiluk would be, at first glance, would be Pesach. Yeah, and something that's not bottel, if something is not bottle, which is Pesach, chametz is asus b'mashu. So the Ramah paskins that an ein ben yoma asers, because the Ramah paskins like the Rashba. On the other hand, there are other Rishonim who disagree. Now, Hagam I just told it to, and it seemed like a very nice slice, very clear. There are Rishonim that this doesn't work with, but most of the Rishonim that agree with the Shitas HaRashba that it's Mikoyach Bittel, hold it remains Asur on Pesach, and those who hold like the Ra'ah hold that it is Mutaris on Pesach. There are Achroinim that want to make another Chiluk. What would be the other Chiluk? Well, why am I not allowed to do it L'chadchila? Why, if the Halach is, it's going to be Mutar B'di'evid, why L'chadchila can I not use a Kli that's an Eina Ben Yoma? The Halach is, as written, Eino Ben Yoma, Atu Ben Yoma. That the Chazal came along, so Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that says that we were gazrin eino ben yoma atu ben yoma. If I understand that it's like the Rashba, that it's Mikoyach Bittel, the Ra'ah asked, why do I have to invoke a new reason called Einu Ben Yoma Atu Ben Yoma? In fact, I should say, simply because of Ein Mevatel Nisr, L'chatchila. La'alocha, I am not allowed to go and be Mevatel Nisr. L'chatchila, I cannot wake up in the morning and say, I take a little bit of Isr, drop it in a pot and be Mevatel. That is the rules of Ein Mevatel Nisr, L'chatchila. So the Ra'ah asks on the Rashba, why did you have to invoke the rule of Gazrin Ein Ben Yoma to Ben Yoma, say Ein Mevatel? Fascinating, just an historical fact that is nogay to this shayla, which is fascinating. The Rambam in the Sefer Yashar says this piece was added by the Rabbanan Savroi. That he held that there are many girsas of the Gemara that did not have this Gemara, and therefore he said there's no real kasha on the Rashba. Because there are many Rishayim, it appears that the Ramban didn't have the girsa, the Ritva did not have the girsa, and the Sefer Yashar, the Rambam brings that others did not have the girsa. But it is clearly within our normative. In other words, it's definitely in our Talmud Bavli. So what would be the Rashba's answer to that kasha? I remember as a little kid being shocked when my father told me that there was gelatin in our apple juice. Gelatin is put into apple juice, or was put into the apple juice, for the purposes of clarity. You would put it in, it would bond with the little particles, and then it would be sent through a filter to be removed. Now, the question was, Eim of Hatlin is L'chatil. You spoke to Rav Moshe about this, correct, Eddie? Am I correct? So the shayla was that they're putting in gelatin. The gelatin would bond with the particles. Then it would run it through the filter, but the problem was there was still microscopic amounts of gelatin that was remained. L'chayri, you should have a problem of Ein Mevatlin Is L'chatil. The Rashba in the Tshuvas, when explaining for the guy, you're asking Stam a question. Is there a din when a yid does it? Is when a yid is giving a hashkocha on something? Is that called Ein Mevatlin? That's a whole long different discussion. But in what?
It was bottled before, so the company did it.
Yes, so that's the question. The Darker Tshuva has that shayla. When we give hashkocha on something, can we give hashkocha based on bittul? Is that called bittul? In which perhaps sometime over Shabbos we'll deal with a whole different discussion, which is the shita of the rivash is there's no such thing as bittul bi'arakum. The rivash's shita is when you buy it, you're doing the ma'isa bittul, and it's also al same mevatlin at the time of purchase. So that we have to. That's so. Without getting into that shayla, without dealing with that shayla, is that act a problem of a mevatlin? So Rav Moshe held not. Without, you have a shtaka svara, maybe, I don't know if we'll get to it at the end of this, but Rav Moshe holds that purchase is not a problem of Eim of Alan. But Stam, the Hashkocha giving it, I'll say Eim of Alan. So the Rashba says, you want to know why the Gemara didn't say Eim of Alan? Because there's no Das Eim of Alan. And one of the rules of Eim of Alan is L'chatchila, the Rashba holds, I have to have intention to eat the food I eat a bittel. What's really occurring, according to the Rashi, I take a kli that's an Einu Ben Yoma. If I would cook with it, I don't want to impart that tam into my food. That never was my intention. My intention was to use the kedera. There's no dasa mevatel. So since there's no dasa mevatel, it's not a problem of Ein Mevatel. That's basically, there's more to it, but that's basically the svar of the Rashi.
That wouldn't help in this joke.
The gelatin case there, but there was no dot there. The case was you're also doing it to remove it. He held that that's also, Rav Moshe held that that was also called Ein Mevatlin. Even though you're putting it in, you don't have das irai de achila, and you're doing everything you can to remove it. So it's hipuch hadas, that it's not intention, there's no intention of eating irai de kach, and Rav Moshe was mekel. But, so one possibility would be whether or not, now, if we understand that it is bittul, though, once Chazal came along and said you're not allowed to do it, we remove the problem of Ein Mevatlin. But Chazal said you're not allowed to do it. The Rashba paskins that if you do it, it's also b'di'evet. Now, here I will tell you a Gidrei HaPsak that was found for Rav Moshe. And it's a fascinating Gidrei HaPsak from Rav Moshe, because I'm going to show you how there are so many other Rishonim. Rav Moshe, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Ehrenfeld, who was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Moshe, he said Rav Moshe would not paskin on a Rishon that's not brought in the Beis Yosef. If it's not brought in the Beis Yosef, as far as Rav Moshe is concerned, whatever the Beis Yosef had for the Rishonim, that's what he would use to paskin. You very rarely see Rav Moshe bring Achronim. But Rav Moshe Stam, even within the Gidrei HaRishonim. So Rav Moshe basically said, the Rashba is a Das Yochid on this. The Beis Yosef only brings the Rashba as holding, that if I cook in a Kli, which is an Einer Ben Yom, if I lechatchila go and cook in a Kli that's an Einer Ben Yom, the Rashba holds I'm not allowed to eat it. Which would fit, because the Rashba holds that it's Mutter Mikoyach Bittel. And since the Chazal asked it, it's together, it's doim to aim of Atlan Isla Chatchilu. So the Rashba therefore legislated that was us. And Rav Moshe says, no other Rishonim are like that, we don't pass like this Rashba. Where Rav Moshe says that, relevant to, is, okay, the Maishas, that's where Rav Moshe passes. In truth, the Ra'ah, the Me'iri, the Ritva, and the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, all bring the Shita. They all bring this Shita of, that if something is done, now, the Ramah is a little bit not clear. Clearly, the Re'iri holds that way, clearly the Ritva holds that way, clearly the Ra'ah all hold the Tasa B'di'evin. I'll tell you the case of the Ramah, and the Ramah's case, Yesh Ladanon, as to what the Ramah's Shita is. I'll explain to you. One of the things that we deal with very often in kashrus is this heter called Einer Ben Yom. And one of the things a rabbi goes, you know, first set of rules. So a woman calls, is an Einer Ben Yom? Okay, Einer Ben Yom helps many things. What happens if I'm not sure whether it's an Einer Ben Yom? If I don't know. So there's another rule called Stam Kalim Einer Ben Yom. In Stam, a person has a right to assume that a keli is an Einer Ben Yom. The question is, are there exceptions to that rule? What happens if I have a keli that's used commonly, which is something that we deal with all the time? What happens if you're in a factory setting? It's not a Stam keli. If the keli is not being used, it's a loss of money. It's a loss of income. So, halachically, do I also assume the rules of Stam keli Einer Ben Yom? Which I'll tell you, where it would have to be for us, let's say we need the kasher keli. So the keli has to wait until it's an Einer Ben Yom to be kasher. Do I have a right to be samech on the guy? The guy tells me, you know what, I'm going to leave it down for 24 hours. So do I have to send the mashkiach in beforehand, lock it up? Or can I say, listen, he told me it's going to be down. Stam keli Einer Ben Yom anyway. So therefore, if I walk in, even without him telling me it, I have a right to assume that it wasn't used in the last 24 hours. But does that really make sense? In a factory setting, can I assume Stam Kelim Einer Ben Yom? Is that a legit or not legit? So logic at first step would say, I can't. But why is Stam Kelim Einer Ben Yom? So some Rishonim understand Stam Kelim Einer Ben Yom is because statistics. So then, if it's based on statistics, then the bottom line is, if the statistics change, I lose. If you look at the Rashba and the Ran say it has nothing to do with statistics. They say Stam Kelim Einer Ben Yom is because of a rule called Svek Sveiko. And listen to what the Rashba entertains as a suffix, which has many, for the common, for present day, you hear very much what the Rashba said. The Rashba says because Suffolk, whether or not it was used at all today. Maybe it wasn't used, maybe it was. Even if it was used, maybe it was used behetah, not be'isser. Even if it was used be'isser, maybe it will be nice, it will be pogum in the next food. Meaning, pogum does not necessarily mean non-edible. We will see later, in a taruvus, pogum only has to be detrimental. If you are making a fondue and your wife's making fondue, and you walk in, and it's got this perfect fine, and you walk in and decide you want to put your gravy all over the fondue, the lemaise is, it might taste like steak, but that's not what she was looking for. And that's tam pogum. That would be pogum under those circumstances. So maybe it's pogum. Finally, the Rashba says, who says the keli is actually balea? The Torah says we have to assume it's balea, but it's a suffix. So the Rashba actually entertains four different sveikas. Therefore, even if I know the keli was used in the last 24 hours, it's very possible I can still say, stop keli b'dayon. This is not my chiddush. This is actually the statement of the Rosh in the end of Avodah Zarah. The Rosh in the end of Avodah Zarah says, we say, even on Tashmish and Tadir, even if it's something that's commonly used. Many Achronim disagree. But why? And I'll show you why the Achronim disagree. But you can hear this is going to be, but I want to show you what Rav Avadya Yosef pulled from that Rashba. There's a Marshag that says, what happens if I cooked a Suffolk trefa in my pot? He said, maybe an achanami could be the food's kosher. Because it's a suffix whether or not it's actually a balea. But we're going to see for a second, these are all very big chidushim. I'll tell you what Rav Avadya used it for. Rav Avadya used it to allow Ashkenazim to visit the Sfardim on Pesach and not have to worry about kidneys. That basically, not that they can eat the kidneys, but it shouldn't asher kalim. And we'll get back to, if we have time, we'll get back to kalim. Because kalim is a whole different shayla. It's a whole different shayla kalim. I'll get back to it. That what?
That kid is the rabbi and is mutter anyway.
Oh, so it's a question of the chiddush to go ahead and do it. And he wants to bring a whole different nuance. The chiddush that Rav Avadya wants to deal with is that if something's mutter for you and also for me, whether or not it asks Caleb. He goes to a whole different, he's dealing with even before getting it, because there are some achronim that bring down that hole that it requires shishim. And so he wants even for those who are choshes for shishim, because we've had some repasses about the baroiv. So
we're just nishtad.
Right. So he's dealing for those who are machre. He wants to bring that svara down. But let's go back. So sam kenei b'neyon. Good. The Gemara in Chulin talks about if I shecht with a sack in shel avodah zarah. So the Gemara brings down a machleik. This whether kailif, whether you have to peel off a piece, how much. The Bleis HaBliya is Bolea. So Machleik is there in the Gemara. Frektos is Akasha. What's the problem? Stam Kalim Einu B'nei Yomim. He says, why do I have to touch it? I took a guy's knife, I shechted with the knife, Stam Kalim Einu B'nei Yomim. This is the Kasha of Tosfos. So the Ran there says, well, a knife is Tashmish and Tadir. So the Ran brings Rishonim that clearly hold that Stam Kalim Einu B'nei Yomim do not apply Tashmish and Tadir. That's the Ran Shita. If you look, Tosfos learns it's going Shalom leave the Hilchos, it's going Leman Domer that Einu B'nei Yomim is awesome. The Hagos Ashri learns, yeah, and this is going back to our Shaila. But I want to Shech L'chatchila. L'chatchila, I can only Shech if I intend to be Kailuf. Why? Because otherwise it's a problem of violating the Divrei Chazal. Chazal told me to kasher. So now they're saying, well, I can't kasher. For whatever reason, I don't have time to kasher. I've got a treif knife. So you're right. Tosfos is asking, Stam Kalim Einu B'nei Yomim. He says, Stam Kalim Einu B'nei Yomim is only going to help you to what? In order to make a kasher b'di'evit. But I want to lechatchila use the knife. If I want to lechatchila use the knife, how much do I have to be kasher? And that's the way the Darkei Moshe learns it, which sounds like the Rashi. Not exactly the Rashi, because I'm here, I'm lechatchila using it, but it's after I'm done, I use the knife, how do I have to fix it? B'di'evid, if you use a kli she'en ben yoima, how do you solve that problem? So it's not exactly, but it's very similar, that's the way the Darkei Moshe learns it. Well, let's go all the way back. Okay, let's try to do time-wise. So let's go back to our Chavis Das. So the Chavis Das held that when you mix something together, that is not called a taruvus. What I mean by that is, he says, if you have something that is good, and you have something edible, something inedible, and you mix them together, he holds the item is called still, the iser is still called edible. Therefore, la'alocha, he calls it shaloka darach hakidos. Not a heter, a missile. And there's a huge chilek in din, according to the Chavis Das. Why? Something that's nifsal is mutter. Something that is shaloka darach achilas is only mutter for a chodesh ein bo sakar. That we paskin that if something is mutter, if it's nifsal, it's mutter. So then, what would be the chilukim? Medications won't be a problem with this. Medications will wind up being, you'd be able to use, if you hold, it's nifsal, so medications are mutter. Why? Well, I'll explain why in a second. But if we hold that it's not nifsal, but shaloka darach achilaso, then that will only be mutter for a chol she'en bo sakana. That happens to be the sheet of the Chavis Das. Now, when I say nifsal, first rule of speech, turn off your phone. Okay. So now, what's the chilek between nifsal and shloka derech achilas? So shloka derech achilas. Now, Rav Yoshe Be'er. No, my thing's off. Okay. And the Chazon Ish seem to make a differentiation. They differentiate it like this. They hold that if it's mixed in and easily separable, they agree to the Chavis Das. If it's difficult to separate, they disagree with the Chavis Das. And they hold, then it gets a din like a single taruvus. Can anybody think of a similar example that we just had in Daf Yomi? Similar but not identical. In Daf we just learned that salt, the Gemara says, is not really an oichel. But the salt can be mitzarif with the basar for the shear for Yom Kippur. Even though there's no ma'is achil on salt. And that's basically with the Gemara. So according to both the Rav Yoshe Be'er and the Chazon Ish, they held that if it's mixed to the extent that it's difficult to separate it off, then it already becomes mutter. And then your vitamin would be, then it would be mutter as a vitamin. If on the other hand, it becomes, you hold like the Chavis Das, it would be asur. And let me explain to me why I'm focusing on vitamin. Medication, we said it doesn't make a difference. Medication, the rules are, shaloka derech achilaso is mutter for chol she'en bo sakana. Vitamins, technically, can have a problem called achshavei, which means that if I look at something, if I go ahead and I eat something that's nifsal, if it's nifsal me'achilas odom, well, if I choose to eat it, then it becomes achshavei. And it becomes asr. Now that could be a shaila of whether that's asr d'oraisa or asr d'rabbanan. That if I hold, the some rishonim that hold this concept of achshavei is d'oraisa. And I'll explain to you why. Because if you look at the Shitas HaRan, the Ran holds, why is something that's in a royal achilas adam mutter, really? Why is that? So the Ran said, because if you're not nana from it, then it's mutter. And I'll explain to you what the Ran learned. Listen to the fascinating Ran. The Ran said like this, I have Isser 1 mixed with Isser 2, with Heter. They come together. They are, if Isser 1 is nice and Tam of God, it's mutter. Now, if it's Tam Pogum, it doesn't even have to be to the extent that it's Nifsa Lagamri, the slightest Pogum is mutter. Why, the Ran says, because I'm not nana. But what about in a common setting, that circumstance? What happens if I put a binder, an extender? If I add something in which it's negative in taste, but its increased volume is sufficient financially to make the entire taruvus beneficial. It's tam pogum, but again, I put my tofu in it, then I extended my chont, or whatever it is, I extended the chont, I extended the soup, I extended it with something that's negative. So the Ran says, since the heter is that I'm not nene, even though the item is pogum, it remains awesome. And the Rambam passes like that. Yesh choichim lahachmir is the lashon of the Rambam, if I recall correctly, in Kuf Gimel. So, but for all of our circumstances, this, so since time will be a constraint, I'm going to tell you the way my Rosh Hashiva happened to Paskin, which comes to an interesting chab. He wants to learn like this. Nifsu me'achilas Adam is one set of rules. Nifsu me'achilas Kalev is different. Why do we find the different two? Well, Nifsu me'achilas Kalev becomes Meteris Lagamre. Nifsu me'achilas Kalev is Mutal Lagamre. Nifsu me'achilas Adam, if we assume like this Ran, is Mutal because I'm not really being Nene. Well, then Achshavei can play a role. Then, also, what happens if it's Nifsu me'achilas Adam and then it got better? This is what Reb Chaim Moshe is talking about. Well, if it's only Osir because I wasn't Nene, well, if I can make it in a way that I'm Nene, then it becomes Osir again. But Nifsu me'achilas Kelev lost its shame Oichel. It's Panim Chadoshes Bolakan. It's a whole new thing. So then, therefore, the Isser can't come back. Basically, if you hear it the way I'm explaining it, Nifsu me'achilas Adam, the shame Isser is still there. It's just what? It's Mutar because you're not considered a Nene. Therefore, it could be choizer, therefore I can say achshavei, therefore there might be an issur l'chatchila on it. If it's nifsa me'achilas adam, then the shame is issur has been nistalik lagamre. Okay, the shame issur has been nistalik lagamre. These are the basic general guidelines. Now, in reference to the Chelkas Yaakov, I think most people go with the Chavis Das. Most people go as the with the Chavis Das's approach. That if it's difficult to separate. Here, I wanted to say that that's perhaps dependent on a different wording that we'll find in the Shulchan Aruch. Those who learn Tarubis, learns is a case that the Ramah talks about. You dropped chalev into a pot. Now, if you cool it, it will coagulate and go to the top. Then you can skim it off. Am I mechuyev to do that? Am I mechuyev to go ahead when I have, if chalev fell into my soup? So the Rama says yes. The way the Aruch HaShulchan understands that is he holds that that's not called a tarubis. The Aruch HaShulchan understands that anything that is efshar lahafrid ha'isser, if you're able to separate the isser off, then that's a contradiction to calling it a tarubis. That is the shita of the Aruch HaShulchan. Therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan, based on this Ramah, is very machmir in our dinim of Talayim. One of the biggest, one of the shayos we deal with all the time now is, oh, check your lettuce, check your thing, check. Well, why do I have to check my vegetables? So it happens to be the Aruch HaShulchan, the Marsham, Rav Hershel Schachter, passing like them, holds that what we normally say is a misnomer. If I would ask the Rosh Kaila beforehand, why do you have to check your lettuce? So the Rosh Kala probably would have said, because it's a barrier. Because the halacha is that Talayim, if it's a whole, if it is a whole insect, the halacha is whole insects are bottle. Even though we normally would have a rule of Bita Rishishi. And I would hope that the volume of the bugs on our lettuce and our strawberries and all our other things is less than 1/60th. I would hope that way. If that would be the case, so then the chayra, it should be bottle. On that, the response is that it's a birya and a potato. And that is the way many, many achronim learn. The Aruch HaShulchan, I believe based on a marsham, understood that no, since you can remove it by cleaning it, it's efshar lahafrid ha'isser, something that can be separated off is not really called a tarubis. The nafkamina would be, the crazy place he wants to give all the explanations why our bugs aren't considered a barrier, doesn't make a difference. If I hold that the problem is that it's not, it's efshar lahafrid as the isser, it's efshar lahafrid, if you look in the isser v'heter.
Efshar lahafrid, if you look at it in the light, it's nicker.
Okay, so you're saying it's even more. It's even more.
case of Nechama, but it's
actually Shalachim
over here.
Right, right. What the Mishkel is saying is this might be better, meaning I might not have a raya. Because if you look in the Yisav HaHetter, the Lashon of the Yisav HaHetter is it's a mitzvah lahafer. That the Lashon, he doesn't say that it's not a taruvus, that he uses the Lashon that it's a mitzvah. It's something I can fix it. Not necessarily that it's a chisaron in the taruvus. But, and Achanami, the case I have is not a raya, but we would see it would be if we hold like this. And this is the way Rav Heschel Shachter passes, because Rav Heschel Shachter held that even if it's a partial talas, the big chilik between them is if you hold this mikayach beria and a betela, then if it's partial, if it's broken or any of those things, would all be bottled. If on the other hand you hold this mikayach the din of efshar lahafred as the iser, so then it's a whole different ballgame. Then you can't use a svara of that it's broken or anything of that sort. So lemaisa is that this din of whether it's considered a taruvus is oimid b'machlekes. Therefore, going back to our case, this shaila of the Chavetz Das was a tremendous chumrah that he called it what's it called? Shloka derech achilaso. Rav Belsky is machmer for that. The Rav Belsky shita is therefore he goes lechatchila. On your toothpaste, lechatchila, on your medications, lechatchila, on all these things. He says, lechatchila, a person should try to find the Petarach Heter, because since it is a Heter of Shaloka Derech Achilaso, and not a Heter of Nifsal, if it would be a Heter of Nifsal, then it's Mut lechatchila. Now, going back to just for a moment, going back.
You never got to Nifsal Mechizkel, or even?
Oh, if no, if we get to Nifsal Mechizkel, I think he would be wrong. So what?
So you're saying in these type of items, what do you have?
If you had a gelatin, you could have a calcium stearate, you can have these type of things. You can have those things. Now, the lemaisa is like this. Okay, I don't have a few minutes. Does anybody have any questions about what I said before I make a summation? There's a lot more to be able to talk about.
There's
a whole shadow because it was done with Chila Daske. If Aaron has a true body, if it's done with Chila Daske, it's only a temporary stage in between whether or not that's really called Nifsal. That's a big machlekes hapoiske. Okay. In reference to the Shiloh of the Chatchila, which I think is Mitzvah we'll touch on later, which you had said, even if we hold that Nifsal is Mata Lechatchila, if we hold, on the other hand, that it's Mikayach Bittel, then in the Shaila of purchasing, Rav Moshe was Meikel. And I'll tell you where it is, and at the start of where, if we go there, basically, your whiskey and sherry casks, basically, is being Sanach Bittel. So if I hold like the Rivash, that it's us to buy them, that it's only kosher to the other, then the Chayra, I should have a tremendous problem there. Mitzvah, over the course of Shabbos, we're going to talk about what is the din about purchasing items that are only kosher to the oven. And that was what we were really dealing with this far. Whether or not something that is cooked in a pot, which was an Eina Ben Yarim, am I allowed to lechatchila? Am I lechatchila allowed to buy something that I know that there's a certain amount of a taruvus isser shabo? Is there a concept of, we'll find even within pas, there's a shaila that the Ramah talks about whether or not I can buy an Akum's pas with an understanding that there's a shaila of Recha, that perhaps it was made within the same pots. And Rebelsky Machadish Zechirish, he also holds there's a big chilek in din whether you're traveling or not, as to what will be the rules for me, because I'm here on vacation traveling, and what might be the rules for you, as to when you're closer to home, as to other chilukim, as to what are the dinim we find, the Gabi Meiser Ani, the Meiser Sheni, we find certain dinim that a traveler has. So Mircham, I would like to go through the dinim of traveling, and at the same time, in lechatchila within one's own home. 10 o'clock. Okay.